Robert Black loves the Red Rock landscape around Moab, Utah. He recorded music for his new record, surrounded by red cliffs that towered over him. And he was amazed by how the environment added to the sound of his bass. He called his record Possessed. He says it isn't really a solo album.
Actually, it's an ensemble effort with the environment, capturing the acoustics of a location, capturing the sound of the birds or the insects or the wind or the trees. All of that was very much part of the idea, and those were my partners that I was improvising with.
In fact, the music was completely improvised. Black brought along a sound engineer and a video crew for the recording. They set up their gear in canyons and along riverbanks, and Black prepared himself to channel whatever sounds felt right.
I would just fool around on the instrument, kind of getting used to the space and the sound. But then when it came time to record, I mean, this sounds like such a cliche, but it really is sort of true. I would just try to empty my mind, start listening, and just let my hands move.
That's a sound Black made when he hit his bass like a drum. Other unique sounds on the record came from more surprising locations in the desert.
Man-made structures.
Giant culverts that are big enough for Black to stand in while he played.
And they had very specific and unique acoustics.
Black says he rarely listens to a finished album more than once. He's been a member of the contemporary classical music ensemble Bang on a Can All-Stars for 25 years. But the Utah recordings felt different.
This one I actually have listened to many times. I'm not actually listening to me. I feel like I was channeling this sound with the environment. It was coming through me, so I'm not really all that responsible for it. I'm listening to some other creative source make this music.
He says he hopes the record is as much of a musical journey for the listener as it was for him. I'm Brad Turner, Colorado Public Radio.